At the end of last week, we were looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we had looked specifically at verses 12 and 13. And what I want to do today, I'm going to read just a couple of these verses into the third chapter, and then we'll go back and pick up where we left off. So again, this is Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It's important for us to always remember that this is a letter that he wrote to the church at Corinth. So these are people that have already been converted. These are people who already know Jesus Christ. These are people who have already been given the truth in Jesus Christ and have been taught through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul. And even in this, Paul is still reminding them some things, which is a good reminder for us that even as believers, these things that Paul is saying, these are still imperative truths we need to remember as well. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting in verse number 12, "Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Chapter 3. "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." Now again, remember that this is the church. This is the church that Paul had taught and established. This is a church that knows Jesus Christ. And yet Paul is saying, listen, brethren, I couldn't speak to you in the spiritual vein. I had to speak to you as carnal, not to speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, as babes in Christ. "I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able." Paul is saying, you know what? You should have grown more now. You should have grown further than where you are. You have stayed in place. You've not advanced. And there's an expectation that Paul has, because there's an expectation the Father has for us to continue to grow in him. "For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, another says, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal?" And he goes on with that. But here's what I really wanted to see from that. I really want to focus on that third verse, and we'll actually get to it. But we're going to come back to it. But it's going to be a foundation for us as we talk about these things. Paul is saying to the church in Corinth, a church that he has said, listen, I have taught you, I've fed you, I've built you up, I've given you the truth of Jesus Christ through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. You know Jesus Christ, and I have taught you. But you haven't grown, you haven't developed. I taught you as babes because you didn't know much. But now, by now, you should have grown. You should know more of the Word. You should know more of the truth of Jesus Christ. You should be walking in victories and not remaining where you are. But you're still carnal. This is what he says in verse 3. "For you are still carnal. For where there is envy, strife, and divisions amongst you, are you not carnal? And behaving like mere men." Now this gets back to something we talked about last week. Paul says you're acting like mere men. If there is strife, if there is envy, if there is divisions, you're carnal. You're acting merely as men. The implication is that you and I, we're not merely men. You're not merely a woman or merely man. There is something more in us because of the spiritual being that we've become in Jesus Christ. Because you know Jesus Christ, because you have accepted the sacrifice that he made on your behalf, because you've made him Lord of your life, you're no longer merely a man. You're no longer merely flesh. And this is what we so often forget as we walk through life. We're not merely men and women. We are not merely flesh. Sometimes I would even say oftentimes, if not far too often, we think of ourselves as only, merely men, but you're not. You are so much more in Jesus Christ. Now, we saw this last week when we were looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when we looked at verse number 12, especially seen in the Amplified Bible. It says, now, we've not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit that comes from God, given to us that we might realize, comprehend, and appreciate the gifts, the divine favor, the blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed upon us by God. So he's talking to us about, listen, there's something different in you now than there was before. And there's something different in you now than is ever in the world. And it's the lavish gifts. It is the precious things that God has given. It's the divine favor and the blessing of God that is yours. This comes because of the Spirit of God who is in you. You've not been given the spirit of the world. You have stepped away from the world. You're not merely men. You're something more. You are a spiritual being because you don't have the spirit of the world, the flesh. You have the Spirit of God himself living in you. Don't think of yourself as merely, oh, I'm just merely a man. What can you expect? Oh, I'm just human. What do you can't expect more from me. I'm just human. That's wrong. And that's the attitude that we see Paul coming out against in his letter here to the Corinthians. In verse number 13 last week, we also saw that it says, and we are setting the truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. See, again, Paul is saying there is spiritual truth that you have access to. You don't need to be limited just to your natural knowledge. You don't need to be limited just by your own abilities or your mind, the limits of your own mind. You might be the brightest person that you know. And maybe you are. Sometimes I think we think that way. And maybe you are. Maybe you're the greatest genius since Albert Einstein. But the truth of the matter is, even the greatest genius is severely limited because the natural mind only understands natural things. It is limited. The natural mind is limited because it does not understand the spiritual things and the spiritual truths and the spiritual realities that God knows because he created everything. To the natural mind, those things are foolish, but it's the ultimate truth. To the natural mind, it makes no sense. So even the brightest person in the world outside of having the Spirit of God in them, they're going to be deceived. And even though they think they are bright beyond anyone else, intelligent beyond anyone else, they're still foolish and deceived, blinded, because they only understand the things of the world, the things of the natural, but not so for you. You have the Spirit of God. So you have, as we talked about last week, direct access into the spiritual realm and direct access even into the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. In verse number 14 from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but the natural non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts, the teachings, and the revelation of the Spirit of God. See, to the natural mind, I don't care how bright you are, to the natural mind, the actual reality, truths, the final reality, the greater reality, is the spiritual truths. Things that you and I in the natural mind cannot understand. And yet it will be revealed as the ultimate truth. This is why man so often thinks he has figured things out. Thinks he's developed. Thinks he has answers. Only to find out with crushing defeat that he was wrong. How many times throughout the course of human history have men thought they had the answers, thought they had the direction, thought they had the insight to make the perfect society, the perfect culture, and yet it always fails, it always falls short. Always, repeatedly. Why? Because the natural mind cannot understand the greater truths and the greater realities of the spiritual realm. The natural mind, the non-spiritual mind, doesn't accept the teachings and the revelations of the Father. and he knows all things. He knows what's really true. Not you, not me, not the greatest leaders in the world, not the brightest men who've ever lived on the face of the earth, not one of them. You can go back and you can look at even the great minds of Greek culture, like Aristotle, and some of the great thinkers, Plato, and things that they thought that they had, and they were the brightest, and they were held up. Their final conclusions, their thoughts, the things that they concluded were held up as the standard. When I say for generations, I mean for more than 1,000 years, sometimes even 2,000 years. And yet the more we understand things, the more we see and realize they had things wrong. Now, they were bright men, understood many things, but they had things wrong. Because the natural mind cannot understand. The things, the ultimate truth, the real truth, is foolishness to the natural mind. But that's for mere men. You are not merely a man. You are not limited by the natural. You're not limited by your natural mind. It's impossible to understand the greater things of life. It's impossible to understand. It's impossible for you and your own wisdom to accomplish, achieve, and overcome the things of this world, because your natural mind will always lead you astray. You might get some things right, but ultimately, the natural mind is at odds with God and with the spiritual thing. The natural mind, the flesh, the carnal mind, is at odds with the things of the spiritual realm. But you're not limited. You are not merely a man. You're not limited just to the things of this earth. It goes on in verse number 14, they're not open to the revelations, to the teachings of God, for they are folly, meaningless, nonsense to him, and he's incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing. Listen, here's the other thing. In the natural man, in the natural flesh, you might feel you're progressing and growing. You can go through colleges. You can get out of your college, take your college degree, go on to get your master's degree, higher education. Once you get your master's degree, you can grow progressively, learn more and more, and get your doctorate degree. Have the doctorate, whatever the letters are going to be after your name, to say that you are a doctor of whatever that particular science is that you got your doctorate in. You have progressively gone through all the levels of education in the levels of man. And you can even keep on learning beyond that. And it looks like you're progressing. Well, you're progressing in the natural. But I love what this verse says in verse number 14, because for the natural, non-spiritual man, he cannot understand. The things of God, the wisdom of God, is folly. It's meaningless. It's nonsense to him. And he's incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing. You might think because you've advanced from high school to college to a master's degree to a doctorate degree that you have progressed. Well, you've progressed in the natural sense, but you've progressed in only merely man's wisdom, which, look through the course of history, Man's wisdom always winds up in utter defeat and setback. You might feel like you're progressing in your wisdom and your knowledge, but outside of Jesus Christ, you're not. The progressive understanding of the ultimate truths, the truths that are found in Jesus Christ and in the spiritual realm and in the mind of Christ, those things are only understood by those who know Jesus Christ and have Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God himself, dwelling within them. Because those things are spiritually discerned. Those things are spiritually understood. They're spiritually appreciated and can be applied to the life. Listen, here's what I would love for you to understand from what Paul had said. Paul was saying, if you're walking in the natural, if you're relying only on yourself and your natural mind, guess what? You are thinking merely and living merely like a man. You're living carnally. But you are not merely a man or a woman. You're not merely a carnal being. You're not merely flesh and blood. Not anymore. Not if you've accepted Jesus Christ. Now you are more than just a man. Now you are a spiritual being. Don't think of yourself today as merely a man or a woman. Don't think of yourself merely as, well, I'm just a human being. Nope, you're so much more. That's the mistake the Corinthians were making, and that's why they were babes, and they remain babes. That's why there was no growth and no progression in them. because they were seeing themselves merely as men. You need to see yourself as more than just a man. You are a spiritual being in Jesus Christ. Elevate exponentially your expectations for how he's going to use you, what you're going to understand, what you can accomplish, what you can do to the glory of Jesus Christ. Elevate your expectations in him.